GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Only you can prevent forest fires. Your call is very important to us. Please hold on the line. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Good Lord. You're listening to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show.
This is the best cop talk segment ever. With Sergeant Wade Betters of the Bangor Police Department under the weather, but still coming into Spacious Studio 7A, we will thoroughly Lysol that microphone when you're done with it.
Yes, I don't believe I'm contagious anymore. I'm just dealing with the after effects. Yes.
It won't matter to Rick. He Lysols everything. Don't worry. He Lysols me.
And it's got and how long have you lived now? See? One more before we ask our question about an automobile, and it's Papa Bear sends this one to us. Would you please say license and registration, please? Because this is
License and registration, please.
Makes me want to pull over.
You're going to be busy working. You're covering some kind of public service somewhere, and Rick has got about six of those on the what we call the button bar.
No, I won't do that.
Never know when he's going to nail you.
I may keep. Others are there. You've heard some of them that we keep.
Awesome.
Our friend Matt Scott from Dave's World gave that to us.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Someone wrote to us.
Don't drive like a jackass.
In fact, that's what one person wanted us to ask you to say, but it has profanity in it, so I don't want to.
That is solid advice, though, from that gentleman.
It is. In fact, a lot of people have reminded people to not drive like it. Multiple people have said that. This is what we wanted to ask you, by the way. Do you see the Blues Brothers movie by any chance?
You know, I've seen parts of it over the years.
Parts of it?
Yeah.
Okay. And some people were critical of it. I'll say this at the front because people think that they mistook smashing up cop cars and disobeying police as funny. Okay. But there's a scene in it where Elwood has just gotten Jake out of jail, and they're driving around in the automobile. Okay? And by the way, that crunching sound is not George enjoying some almonds. That's your throat lozenge, I think. Yeah. Okay? All right. Elwood says, it's got a cop motor, a 440 cubic inch plant. It's got cop tires, cop suspension, cop shocks. It was a model made before catalytic converters, so it'll run good on regular gas. What do you say? Is the new Bluesmobile or what? And Jake says, fix the cigarette lighter, because he had tossed the cigarette lighter out the window previous. Okay. The cop cars, the cruisers that police officers operate.
Yeah.
Are they really that souped up?
Yeah. years ago, I would think that the cruisers did have a lot more muscle than they do now. I mean, they still do. Most cruisers that we get are what they call a police package, so they come prepared with some extra goodies and things like that. And they might sit a little lower, have some extra horsepower or more lights and things like that.
Like the way that Jake used it to go over the drawbridge just previous in the scene.
I think of when I think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where the guys are test driving that little red car and they're doing the hills.
The dad's car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the guys at the parking garage.
That's right.
Take it for a ride.
Right.
Yep. So I wondered if you guys actually had cruisers, if the Crown Vicks really had more power, more muscle.
Yeah. I think the Crown Vicks really got up and went, so that was a car that we used for forever and a day. I think we still have maybe two of them that we use in the services division. That and the Chevy Impala was a good, strong car. Mm-hmm. But now we use all Ford Explorers. And I think we have one Ford Taurus left, but I believe Ford is no longer making that. So, and some agencies use the Dodge Charger. Use those. Mm-hmm. I think the Mass or New Hampshire State Police might use a Dodge.
Yeah, it depends on where you go in the city. I noticed recently down in Florida in places where they were doing more ticketing and, weren't chasing people, they had fairly small cars. They could get in and out of traffic good. They had them marked. They were marked cars, but it certainly wasn't a power.
Gas mileage is a thing. That's something we look into, and I want to say I'm pretty confident that Bangor PD will be test driving a hybrid cruiser here in the near future.
Oh, that's interesting.
This person writes to us, the Chevy Caprice PPV, police patrol vehicle, with a supercharged 6.2-liter Ecotec is the best police vehicle. They got LAPD, it's the best vehicle they've got. LAPD has 5,000 of them.
Wow. Okay. You think of LAPD and you think of car chases every day, and that's always on the highway. You know?
Or so, as we've seen in the movies.
Yeah.
Well, right. See them on TV. Okay. Those slow car chases.
And with the helicopter.
With the helicopter overhead. Yeah, you can, if you're on the internet, you can see one or two a week.
Yeah.
Or if you're not careful, you could be in one yourself. Right. You just might not see it. Not everybody has a helicopter. Not everybody has a drone. Do you have access to a helicopter? Do you guys have access to it?
Whenever Life Flight goes by, we sometimes tell people, hey, we put that in there. Bluff them. Or a guard helicopter.
Guard. Wow. Well, the guard has done some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you guys must have a drone where you can bring in and look over a surveillance situation. Drone,
those are still not approved to be used quite yet for all that stuff. So we'll probably, drones will be most likely first used in accident reconstruction scenes by police. But
just us. No one else listens to this show. It's just us. Just send Monty a text.
That's right, Monty.
Okay, and that man will be there with that drone pretty
fast. His is usually out there, but whenever we have a search and rescue, usually there's a fellow named Vinyl that works for DME, and he comes up. Yeah, and he's a good drone pilot, and that's helpful as well.
DME, I want to say Downey's main
something.
Search and, not destroy, but search and something.
Search and destroy. Now, on the front end of your cruisers, and most of them, they have a...
Yeah, we call it like a push bar or something.
Push bar.
Like
that. Yeah. How many times do you actually ever have to use that?
Oh, I'd say once every 3 to 5 years.
That's good.
Designed to, if you want to make contact with a vehicle. And what do they call that move?
Yeah. So we actually don't do the pit maneuver here at Bangor PD. I believe the state police is trained in that. Obviously, that would be more helpful on the highway and that type of deal, but we don't do
it. Pit meaning position or
something. I can't remember. I'm sure someone's about to call in and tell you, but it's basically just pushing the rear quarter panel of a vehicle sideways to, you know, cause a spin out, not a crash.
George, one tap with that on your VW bug and you're in the ditch, buddy. You better be careful.
My VW is going in for the winter now. Mm-hmm. I won't be driving it. Got the big one today, but...
If somebody backs into a police car or we have a bumper or anything like that, it also will protect the bumper from being damaged and maybe even prevent the airbag from going off prematurely as well.
Our friend Mr. Ashmore writes in to us. My great-grandfather Ashmore served on the Maine State Police, and he was issued an Indian motorcycle, and he patrolled Washington and Hancock counties with it.
Yes.
That sounds like a sweet gig.
Motorcycle, we used to have a couple of those as well. We don't do it anymore, but it's a good thing. It's good for traffic enforcement. The bad news is when you get forced enough to make an arrest, it could be an uncomfortable ride to jail. Grab around my waist.
Hugging a little closer.
Hang on.
You know, unless you're a guy and you're single and she's single and she's hot, you know, and you got the handcuffs already. Other text messages to us where we're not going to have you say this. The person that wants, okay. It's even lean back from the microphone so you know you have nothing to do with this. The person that wrote to us, to please ask him to say Epstein didn't kill himself. Okay, we're not going to do that one. Okay, but this person wants us to know if you would please finish our segment by doing your best Arnold Schwarzenegger, saying, "I'll be back."
Yeah, right. In a world where
that's good. Take it where you want to go.
No. I'll give you this.
Okay,
I don't. I'll be back. I can't do the Arnold.
That's solid right there.
One radio show, two hosts. You know,
both in jail.
One serious. Say this now. One serious crime.
One serious crime.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.